Thank you for holding. Is this William?
Yes.
Hi, William. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a very busy day, but I guess that's a good problem to have. You know, I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough.
That's right.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Dan. He asked me to jump on the line. He wanted to see if I could apply some discounts towards the listing. He feels that, you know, if I could get the pricing down for you, you may be interested in coming on board with us today. Did you have any questions in regards to the listing on Google aside from just the pricing?
So yeah, so are you guys a SEO company or what?
No, we started as an SEO company in 2004. But we became a premier Google partner in 2016. So basically Google strong-armed all the SEO companies into partner with us or dissolve your business because they don't want you promising anything from an SEO service because it's pretty dodgy. You know, SEO, it might get you about 15-mile radius and might show up for some keywords and not others. It's really more of just a type of directory submission and backlinking and meta tagging rather than actually soliciting ad space. That's Google ad space. Does that make sense? I might be super technical, but I feel like you understand it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My question is, so how do you guys guarantee that, okay, a customer that's 10 miles, 15 miles away from me, they Google heat and cooling, we're going to pop up on the first page.
Right. Yeah. So Google has algorithms that dictate who shows up in front of who and where. Algorithm is just a fancy word for like a math problem. So as their partner, by us complying with them and them getting majority of the funds that go into developing your ad and hosting your placement on Google, they give us access to those algorithms. So we do the programming for you to maintain your placements on the first page for the service areas and for the keywords that you're requesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's a service you could call Google and do yourself, but that's the thing, you know, is that you would end up doing it yourself. So they kind of give you the access to the ads. And you can maintain it, and you can, you know, obviously do a pay-per-click scenario if you'd like. But what my customers have found is they don't like doing the pay-per-click. They'd rather have a flat monthly rate so they know what they're spending each month. And they'd much rather not have to learn all of that stuff over and put all the time into maintaining it consistently because the algorithm changes weekly. So if you're not implementing the updates and staying on top of it, you'll rotate off and you'll just miss your customers altogether. So it's good to have a company to outsource it to. That way you're making sure you're always there. You know, you can rest at night knowing that if somebody's looking up a service you provide that you're being seen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any is this a contract?
No. No. Our services are month to month. So anybody that we're working with is coming back at their own will each month.
Okay.
I think that says a lot, actually. I mean, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for our services unless they're seeing significant return. So it puts us in a position where we have to get in there and make sure that it's working out for your business if we want to see you come back each month. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Also, so when you guys are doing this, the service, as far as putting the company, making the company visible.
Right.
Is it also going to be is this new website or is this just for making, cause, I mean, we have a website already.
I see your site here. A lot of the programming that we do is going to be its own ad that we would develop and a your Google My Business page. So the website is just a link in the ad and in the Google My Business page or Google Business.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes people develop new sites, we could swap the site out, or, you know, if they want us to help them change the site, we'll still help you with that. But if you already have a site and it's doing well, which it looks like it's okay, you know, we can have that attached and we wouldn't actually touch it. We don't need to touch the site in order to do our optimization.
Okay, because you guys, what you're doing is for Google Maps.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise known as Google Places. And then we would also host an ad for you. So you'd have an ad too.
Okay, so I have the ad. This would be for going targeting Google Maps. Now, let's say...
No.
Just so I can understand. So let's say I Google heat and cooling. And sometimes when I'm scrolling through there,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going through, obviously, on the first page, but I'm just looking. I'm not actually going to the site where the Google Maps is at.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess my question is to you is, can you find the customers with your service other than using the clicking on the Google Maps? Will I still feel on that first page? Because isn't Google Maps where it's right off to the side, right?
Sometimes. It depends.
Okay.
Sometimes on, like, the device you're using, and it depends on the competition in the area. In your particular area,
okay.
If you're searching on a PC, the map should pop up right in the middle, and then the search results will be either to the left or the right of it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. But it varies. The mobile platform is going to be slightly different, but they're always in that pack next to the map. There's usually only three that show up without you having to hit the More Places tab.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you'll be
mm-hmm.
there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, I am interested in finding your rates.
Okay.
Like I was telling them, I am with another company right now, but even still, I want to see.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I mean, if we knew you were with another Google partner, I mean, we wouldn't call you to put you on the first page. How long have you been using that service?
I've been with them for a couple of years, actually. But it's a service, really. They designed my website,
uh-huh.
and they designed my website, and they keep us in the other search engines as well.
Like the directories. They just basically host your whole online profile. It sounds like an SEO, but the major benefit to you and the whole purpose of signing up for something like this would be that first page placement on Google. I mean, 90% of searches done on Google are starting and stopping on the first page. And about 92% of all the searches done on the internet in the HVAC industry are done on the Google search engine. So, you know, I mean, you're basically talking about 85-90% of your total client base is going to be right there. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but no website is worth it to me to just have a site and not show up at the moment that the customers are doing the search. I mean, most people in the HVAC industry that are looking for somebody in the HVAC industry are in a situation where they need somebody now. You know, the most convenient way to get a HVAC contractor now would be to have that first page placement. But if you've been paying them for years, I can't imagine your return on investment is looking that great. I mean, the pricing must be very minuscule and not really affecting you in order to... you know, continue to use something that's not actually yielding a high return, or is it yielding return? I don't know. Are you getting clients?
We get most of our clients. We do get our, you know, besides referrals, but we do get them on. They find us on Google, so they do find us. And I mean, yes, of course, I feel that it could be better.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I'm entertaining the conversation right now.
I hear you.
Is because I do feel that it could be better.
I mean, the guys that are up there now. I mean, you could blow them out of the water. Your reviews are amazing. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Okay,
there's a delay.
No, sorry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But so that's the big thing is, I'm interested in hearing your pricing, you know.
Okay. I mean, I could get competitive with the pricing structure, you know, if that's really what's going to dictate, what you use moving forward. Can I ask you, what are they charging you?
Well, I'll keep that to myself right now.
Okay, here, let me show you our pricing page so that way you can see what our standard pricing is for the HVAC industry. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe there should be a text message in there. It'll say local splash. Click on the link to see our pricing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You just...
Yeah, it's a text. You just got to click on it. Oh, interesting. It should be from a 714 number.
Oh, you know what? Can you, I do get texting from this number, but can you text me from, I'll give you a different phone number.
Okay, I'm ready.
708.
244.
2238.
2238, okay. You said you were working with these guys for a couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the company who designed my website and.
Oh, I do see you in the More Places tab for HVAC. It's just a little further down the page. I see.
So what you're saying is you guys can get us more visible.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, as a premier partner, we don't even call out unless we have a spot available within our company. And we focus on the top recommended options. So there's three Google partners. Usually the top recommended options are going to be the guys who are working with the Google partners.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. Give me a minute.
Okay.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Sure, no problem. It gave me enough time to send that text message over to the new number.
All right, let me take a look at that right quick.
And the pricing would be down towards the bottom of the page, just underneath our Google Premier Partner badge.
Okay. We have Essential, $299 a month.
Mm-hmm. The Pro and then the Platinum. What I was thinking we could do in order to improve on what you currently have, while also trying to stay competitive with the pricing structure. As I was thinking that I can upgrade you to our Platinum Package service, but do it at the Essential Package pricing structure of the $299. So instead of you paying $599 each month, you'd pay $299. It'd be about half of what the competitors would be paying for a similar type of ads. And then also what I'd be able to do for you is I would put in a request to have the setup fee reduced. So the setup fee would be reduced down to just a one-time investment of $99 rather than $299. And as I mentioned earlier, it would all be on a month-to-month basis. So you won't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or take my word for it. We'll prove it to you and we'll give you access to the tracking system as we go.
Okay. So with the Platinum,
mm-hmm.
Now as far with this pricing though,
mm-hmm.
Is this pricing going to change in 12 months or 24 months, or is this you guys going to lock that price in?
No, I would lock that price in for you, William. So it would stay $299 for as long as you're with us. It wouldn't go up or change.
Okay. And with this Platinum, you are getting Google Places, local Bing, I mean Bing, SEO content creation.
Yeah, so not only will we upgrade you and have you in the Google Places category, you will also get a Google ad, which with the kind of reviews that you have should quickly accelerate you into the Google Guarantee category. It's only like a 30-day evaluation process in order to get that. So, I mean, unless something catastrophic happens, Google will actually offer you up to a $2,000 insurance policy, basically guaranteeing the customer that if they go with you, they're also going to back you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that'll even move even further up. Those are the guys are the very first ones that show. So obviously that's a lot of traffic, and it makes them feel better too, because in your industry there is sometimes that weird reputation. You don't know if you're going to get a good HVAC contractor or not. Well, you know, these guys, they get a majority of those clicks because of that Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll have that ad, which means you'll be able to advance into it. So, you know, you're not just upgrading yourself locally, but you'll also upgrade yourself into that ad section, and it'll allow you to cover more territory than what you're currently able to see down there in that Google Places territory. So the Google ads, we can actually list them up to a 60-mile radius from where your business is located or where that PIN verification letter was previously sent to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as, like, your website, I don't know if you plan on keeping that other company, but the Platinum Package does include an optimized landing page. So if they did want to keep the website from you, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, we have a .com that we could develop for you, provide hosting for, and have attached to the listing on Google.
Okay, so if they wanted to shut down their website, will you guys create a new website?
Well, it depends, actually. So like, if you own the URL, thewellsheatingair.com, once you discontinue them, you're going to end up ultimately losing that content because they're the ones that are hosting it, I believe, and they're providing the content. So you'll lose all the stuff that's on there, but we'll rebuild the whole site for you, and then we'll provide the hosting. So it'll get an upgrade from what you have now. We would obviously need you to send in your company logo so that way we have consent to use it, and then any particular photos that you'd like to use. We also have some generic photos, kind of like what you have here, that we could use for your industry, but you know, it definitely helps to have that portfolio section and add a personal touch to the website. So at least that way, if you do discontinue them and you decide to save yourself money and reallocate your funds to our services rather than you know, trying to pay for them both or have a website over here and us doing all the optimization and the management of your ad and stuff there, you know, you can have it all under one roof.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was hoping I would be able to save you money but also upgrade your service at the same time. So I was about as competitive as I can get without cutting any corners. You know, I want to make sure that I'm actually upgrading you significantly from what you have now, so that way you'll actually be able to feel the difference each month moving forward. then obviously if we could show you better return on investments than you were seeing at this time last year or the previous years that you were using them, I mean, I'm sure that's well worth the risk of me, you know, providing you the services at a discounted rate. I'm sure if you're seeing significant upgrades, you know, you'd probably continue to use the service moving forward long term, right?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, if it's doing its job, yeah, most definitely.
Right. So that's why I'm willing to approve those discounts.
So one thing, mm-hmm. I'm looking at, you know, I know no companies are going to be perfect, but I mean, I do see, I'm on one site and, well, it's only 3 reviews on this particular, but everyone else, they gave you guys a 1.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know which directory that is. We've been in business since 2004, so we do have, you know, extensive track record. We have over 10,000 active clients right now, and obviously more over the course of our 17 years. But I believe the last, like, meeting that we had, I think that the total of, like, bad reviews compared to actual clients on board was, like, less than 1% of our client base. So it's like maybe if on Google there's like 600 of them and it's like 4-star, and then there's another platform, there's like 700 of them and it's like 4.8-star. So if you accumulate all the negatives, and then not just negatives compared to positives, but negatives compared to everybody that we've worked with, you know, it's like less than 1% of our client base. Obviously people are more inclined to write about a bad experience, but I noticed that a lot of those reviews aren't even clients of ours. They're just people who maybe they didn't want to get a phone call or something.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I understand it. As a business owner, I know it's impossible. I mean, you're going to have a few bad ones, but...
Well, realistic expectations is key. You know, I think, yeah, I'm giving you realistic expectation, and I think you actually understand what we do a lot more than the average business owner, so I think it'll be a lot easier to make you happy. A lot of the times, maybe if they don't get proper explanation or, you know, maybe they're expecting it to be like, oh, I'm getting 100 clients tomorrow, you know, that can definitely put a damper on things. We're not even supposed to, like, promise you a certain amount of clients. Obviously, as a Google partner, they tell us to not even say that because it's like, if we promise you 30 and you get 20, you're going to be upset, and that's just a lie, you know. So we need to stay away from those things. But, yeah, we're very transparent. We also give you access to the Google Analytics program. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all or if you've seen that before. But you'll be able to see how your marketing dollar is being spent, all the keywords you're listed for, how many times you received a call for that particular keyword, and the zip code that it came from. So you'll have full transparency. We'll be able to sit down at the end of each month and say, hey, you know, you spent $299, but this is, in the greater scheme of things, this is what you made off of it.
Okay. So we'll have... It will give the ability to track and...
Yes. And you could also request reviews through the tracking system too. So if you notice you get a new client that's in your tracking system, you can click a little tab. It'll say it was a customer. It wasn't just a call. This one turned into a customer, and then it'll ask them about their experience and to write a Google review. So that's a nice little feature.
Okay. Well, so one thing I have with this other company is, I have an app that when I leave the customer's house, I can send this customer the link, and they can do the review themselves. And it is, you know, it's just a good way to help generate, I just send them the link, and then they go right on there, and then they can write their own review.
Right.
So, do you guys have anything like that, or?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was explaining. It's part of your account dashboard and tracking system, so you'll be able to request Google reviews from your customers. I imagine that's how you've gotten, you know, the reputation that you have at this point.
Some of them. I mean, you know, not all. some of them are just naturally generated, but
yeah, I mean, you have a beautiful reputation online. I mean, it's not going to be hard. I mean, that really helps, actually. Like, it's one thing for us to put you up there, but if I took another guy and I listed him above you or, like, signed him up for this spot, I mean, yeah, he ranks above you, so he'll still get a lot of traffic, but, you know, those reviews, people definitely like to use the reviews as a reference point, especially in your industry. So
you're right.
It's an X factor. If you're going to do something like this, you definitely want to have the reviews to back it.
So for me to get this information to the customer, how do I do that? Is there a link or is there something I send them?
No, there's an app. Yeah, it's an account dashboard and tracking system. It's like an app. It's actually a site. So you'll get reports. And like when you get a new lead, you get a notification to your email. So it'll pop up on your phone there. Usually the leads will come in like right after you miss a call. Because if you miss a call, it'll prompt them to fill out the form and it tells them like, hey, well, he'll get back to you the next time he's available. So those will come through to your dashboard. And then the emails that you get, they have the link in it. Obviously, I'll give you the link right now, too. But, you know, we'll give you the login credentials. There's a YouTube video that we have that shows you how to use it. So it's pretty easy. It's like a little 7-minute video you watch. It walks you through how to use the app. But, yeah, there is a tab in there. Once they've became a client of yours, you can confirm that they're a client, and then you can request reviews from them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So it's just a UN and password, and you log into it, and it gives you a breakdown of everything in like a bar graph, and then you can request the reviews in there. There's also a billing tab too, so you can like start and stop the campaign at your leisure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just thinking. I'm trying to wonder, should I wait for my wife to get here? And but she has no there's no contract. I mean, which is I like. Cause, I mean.
Yeah, we want you coming back at your own will. I don't want to be, I mean, if somebody doesn't want to work with me, I don't want to be stuck with them either. You know, so it's definitely a month-to-month service. You won't have to make any kind of long-term commitment.
Where are you guys based out of?
We're based out of Costa Mesa, California. We also have a location in Fountain Valley, California, but Costa Mesa is the parent office. So we're... Costa Mesa is neighboring to the Newport Beach location, so that's the Google headquarters that follows us. I don't know if you know that, but there's a Google headquarters in Southern California here in Newport Beach, and then there's one in Central California in Mountain View, which is the original, and then there's one in the Northern California portion in San Francisco. So we report out of the Southern California version.
And you say you guys are a partner of Google.
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner, so all our calls are recorded, and they oversee all our operations.
Okay. The last thing, so I just want to just verify, because this is the only thing that I'm probably concerned about. With the website, I have to find out, do I own it? Because I know I paid a small fee when I initially signed up with them a few years ago.
Right.
And they created it. They created the website, but you know, I pay monthly, but my concern is I just want to make sure that I have the website, or if I cancel, and I'm not going to cancel initially because I'm going to wait and see how you guys do, but whenever that point comes, I want to find out if do you guys create me a new one, or do I have to go to another company to get a new one?
No, I gave you an out on that. So part of upgrading you to the Platinum package, and the reason that Platinum package usually costs what it costs, is because there's a .com in there. It's listed as an optimized landing page. So if you contact them and they say, hey, you know, you're leaving us, we're not going to give you, you know, we're not going to host your website any longer. We're not going to develop your content. Well, at that point, you need to find out if you own that URL. If you own that URL, then we can just build on that site. If they own the URL, then they might keep it, and then what we'll have to do is get you a new URL, which would be like wellsheatingair.net, maybe, then .com,
okay.
or wellsheatingair.il.com or il.net, right? And then we'll purchase that for you. That's included, no extra charge to you. And then we'll develop all the content there and have that attached to your listing on Google. So that way your business isn't going to lack anything, right? I don't want them to try to hold you hostage and get you to continue to pay for a service that hasn't really yielded the results that it's supposed to. Just because you don't want to lose a website. You know, a website is something that's very easy to develop. The benefit to you and these types of services isn't the website, it's the placement. That's the more important factor.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you guys a shot, man.
Yeah. You'll love this. I mean, if you could do anything with what you have now, then this will be a nice change of pace for you. You should see some nice increases moving into 2022, especially once you get that Google guarantee going. That's going to be nice. So I'm going to create your profile. It's going to sound a little bit repetitive. Do you have access to your Google business page?
My Google business page?
Yeah. The Wells Heating and Air Conditioning LLC. Like, it has like a business page there. It has like your name, address, phone number. You might not have access to it. They might have just created it for you and only they have access to it.
Probably so, yeah. I was going to say, I don't... they gave me a code years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't recall, so I'm sure they have the access to it.
Okay.
Okay. Now that I think about it, I think I do own that because...
Yeah, you do. I mean, if you own your business, then you own your Google business page. They can't take that from you.
No, I'm talking about my URL.
Oh, for the website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They didn't create that. I think I created that before I got them because I had somebody else personally I knew.
Yeah, usually you can buy it through, like, GoDaddy or web.com.
Yeah, she bought it. The lady bought it. We bought it through GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't. The business page, I don't know how to get to it.
Okay. We can walk you through that during your client interview. I'm sure you will have access to it. You just have to be logged in to your Gmail, like that wwells5152@gmail.com, and then they'll show you how to get into that it's called GMB or GBP, Google Business Page. They just changed the name of it at the beginning of the year. It was Google My Business for years, and now it's Google Business Page, so we're supposed to say that now. But yeah, they'll show you how. So you just gotta log into your Gmail. I mean, the Gmail will verify that, you know, you are William Wells, right? And then that'll allow you to log in and get into the business page for Wells Heating and Air Conditioning. And like I said, we'll show you how to get access to that and as well as give us access to that because we're gonna need to go into there, and do the optimization and follow the algorithm so that way we can improve on your, positioning and, ultimately verify that listing too, because I believe they sent you a postcard in the mail, Google did, a long time ago. It's called a PIN verification. Yeah. So I don't want to go through that mailing process again. The mail is slow, snail mail. So, you know, if we can just get logged into that, that'll actually accelerate the process. It'll save us about a week, which I love. You know, that's more time that you'll be able to be up there and more time for us to show you results. Ultimately, so I don't want to waste a day, so that'll definitely help us. There will be a client interview, William. Usually the client interview, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to complete it in case the call goes over or you have extra questions or if you need more help as far as like getting the credentials for that Google business page. What's a good time tomorrow where I could have a technician contact you and walk you through that client interview process?
Okay. Let me check here. Let me read it up real quick. Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
we could do, I'll say between 12 and 1.
12 and 1 Eastern Standard. Let me go ahead and pull up the calendar here. 12 and 1. Okay, yes, I can do that. Okay, so 12 and 1. And then the best phone number will be this line that we're on now, the 4580?
No, that's the office number, so...
Okay, I'm going to call the cell phone.
That's the
phone.
Yeah, the number I gave you the text.
Yeah, the 2238?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go ahead and create this appointment. I'm going to send an invitation to your Gmail profile. We'll also send you a text message 1 hour prior to your client interview, just to confirm that that's still a good time for you. Okay, if something pops up or changes, just let me know. You know, we could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible. Like I said, I don't want to waste a day, especially if we're in a situation where we got to show and prove. Okay.
And so basically, once I sign up with you guys and just listening to what some of the things you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It automatically, even though I'm still paying this other company, mm-hmm. they really can't do anything at that point, it sounds like, because you guys are taking over.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
they're basically gonna, I mean, it would be pointless to continue to pay them once you see what we're able to do. Also, you don't want to have two duplicate listings. So
okay.
They would still have access to the stuff, but you'll notice that anything where the results are better than what you've been seeing over the past few years, it's going to be directly related to what we're doing for you. So it wouldn't make sense for you to keep paying for a host that's in there and not actually benefiting you.
Okay, well, we're going to give it a shot, and we'll see.
You'll love this, I'm telling you. If you could do anything with the results that they've given you to this point, I mean, you're way down there, William. So
what do I need to do as far as when they call tomorrow?
Right.
The pin. I got to see if I can find that pin.
Yeah, well, you've already been pin verified. So I want to try to just verify it over the phone rather than re-verify you. That's just the whole, like I said, it's a process, and I don't want to waste the time it takes in order for that to come out to you. What was the street address that you had that sent to?
428.
428?
Indiana Street. Yeah, 428.
Okay.
Indiana Street.
428. Park.
Indiana.
Park 4th. Okay, 60466?
Yes.
Okay, I found it here. Okay, and I'll keep that address hidden. You know, it's not going to go to the general public. But what I want to do is we'll three-way call with Google during your client interview tomorrow, the one that I just set up between 12 and 1, and we'll try to verify mm-hmm. it over the phone. I want to do that. I'm pretty sure they will do that. Also, we'll get access to the Google Business page at that time as well. That way we don't have to mail it. You won't need that PIN verification over. Worst case scenario would be that PIN verification isn't valid any longer. Then we would have to resend that out to you. But I want to try to shortcut that. So I'm going to bring the third-party Google representative into that conversation tomorrow and just try to verify it over the phone. And that way you could start seeing results almost right away.
Okay.
I wanted to try to be as quick a transition as possible, especially since you're giving us a shot. I know you're making a transition here, but I don't want to waste time. I want to be able to sit down with you at the end of this month and say, hey, you know, look at these differences that we've made for your company. So,
okay. So I don't have to try to.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt, but usually those PIN verifications, they usually expire after like 3 months. So that little five-digit code's not valid if it's super old.
Okay,
but
no, couple of years ago. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're still at the same location, it would just be something that we would want to verify over the phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. And then, so the current website, I can start you out as of right now with that, URL or domain name attached to the business profile. I know we're going to have to basically see what happens. I mean, assuming everything goes correctly, you're probably going to wind up canceling them and have to have that conversation about the site. But as of right now, the site's up and running. So what I was thinking, I mean, we can maybe try to squeeze as much out of that lemon as we can, have that listed there. I'll have it attached, and then I'll give you my direct number and extension. When you discontinue them, because I know that's what's going to happen, call in, and then I can start developing the new site, or we can just start developing the new site right out of the gate. I mean, how do you feel?
You're saying we can start developing a new site?
So yeah, I mean, no. No, that's included. I upgraded you to the Platinum package, so... the only difference would be is that we wouldn't be building it on wellsheatingair.com. So I don't know if you have that on a decal on a truck or if you've been giving out business cards with that URL over the last couple of years.
Yeah. I have stickers, and that's all in customer's house.
Right. So ultimately you're going to want to keep that URL. I know you said you own it. But again, that's another thing where we would have to get access to it, like your Google Business page. We would need login credentials in order to go in there, develop the new content for you, and begin hosting it for you. But again, I've made that accessible as an option to you at no additional charge. That's included in the pricing structure in that Platinum package service.
Okay.
So
I'll probably contact you tomorrow. Let them know.
Just let them know you want a different way. I mean, there's obviously a nice way to go about it, but I wouldn't say that they completely failed you. You're just not seeing the type of results that you should be seeing, especially a guy that's been using them for years, you know?
Well, I guess my thing is I just want to find out, is there anything I need to ask? So when you guys call me, do I need to get anything from them? Or,
You may need, here's the thing. I don't know, like I said, and it doesn't seem like you're 100% sure either, if you own that domain name or if you have access to your Google Business page or if you've ever accessed it before. So sometimes...
Well, I have accessed it before. It's been a couple of years.
Okay.
I know I own that page because I know we bought it through GoDaddy.
Okay.
And it wasn't that much. I don't know, $16 or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And then the real money is based on the hosting fee, not necessarily the purchase of the domain. So yeah, the more important thing though is just making sure that we own that domain. They can't really lock you out of that. You would still have the same access to it. So they would still have the same username and password as it's always had. We would just need those login credentials in order to obviously show that we legally have your permission to go into your website and update it and make those changes, right?
So I need to ask them for the login
credentials for your website. If you don't already have them, I would definitely start the conversation by asking them that. Just say, hey, I was going to have somebody tweak the site. And then slowly... ease them into the hey, I'm parting ways thing, so that way there's no hiccups there. If there is a hiccup, like I said, we have ways around it, though. I'll still be able to help you regain access to that URL without consulting them. It's just that's the quicker, easier route, so to speak. And at the end of the day, we would have to ultimately remove them from it, so that way they're not in there touching it or try not to do anything malicious once they find out that you're not working with them anymore.
All right. Okay.
Not anything I haven't been through, William. It sounds a lot like a lot because I go into an in-depth explanation with you on everything. But I've been here personally for 10 years, so we've been through this. I put you on a platinum service, so that way we're able to provide you with everything that's under our roof in order to make sure that you're successful without you having to pay the premium.
And what's your name again?
My name's John. I'm the director here. My name's Jonathan Hill, actually, but I go by John, just J-O-H-N.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, so I got the profile created and the client interview scheduled for tomorrow, so that's going to be between 12 and 1. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment, it's going to be $398 for Platinum. Did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Okay, so you're taking, so the $99 goes on top of the first month.
Right. It's a one-time setup fee, and then each month after that, it'll go down to $299 and stay there. On our website, it's advertised, the Platinum is advertised at $599 with a $299 setup fee. So usually the initial investment on this package is $898, and then it goes back down to $599 each month. For you, it's going to be $390, for you, it's going to be $398 out the door, and then down to $299 each month for the same package with all the included products and features.
Now, do you guys have this? Will I get something in writing?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't. Oh, okay.
No, you're going to get that right now. Yeah, while I have you on the line. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't want, some 6 months later, somebody, or a year later, you know, we're still doing business. And
no, especially because of the discounts. I'm going to send you everything in writing. That way you have a hard copy on file, and so do we, that you're on an indefinitely discounted pricing structure. So this isn't just a first month deal. This is as long as you're with us deal.
Okay. Yeah, long as it's explained, that's fine.
Yeah. I'll always be very transparent. I'll also be an account lead for you, so I'll still be available to you as we move forward. It's at that direct number and extension that I texted over to you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, I'm ready when you are. Oh, okay.
All right. 4802. 0981. 5422. 4907.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/24.
And then on the back, there should be a small three-digit code there.
845.
Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any transaction with your company, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to send you everything over in writing. We'll have you sign off on the subscription terms. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just feel free to stop me at any time. I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction. Fair enough?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Wells Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC.
Thank you. And do you want the LLC displayed in your business name on Google?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and update that. That's why we do this. And then can you please state your name and title within the business?
William Wells, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Wells Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC today?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 18th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for our Platinum Package service. I have included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I have reduced your setup fee by $200 down to just a one-time payment of $99. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but it'll be in the discounted pricing structure of $299, okay, since that first time payment's only for the first one, okay. Then it states here, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time because you are not binded to a contract. This is a month-to-month agreement. It states that if you are going to discontinue our services, we want you to contact us 3 days before the next billing is due, so basically by the 15th. And that is just so that we could stop the billing cycle. Either way, if you do miss that date, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and authorize the transaction for the $398. When the payment goes through, you're going to receive a text message. Okay, I'm going to hang on the line with you here. Make sure we got everything. Did you receive some text messages from us?
Yes.
Okay. So one particular text that we're looking for, we'll start out with your name. It should say, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and it'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
Okay. So click on that link. Now there's also a hard copy of this sent over to your business email address that we have on file, as well as your invoice. As you know, marketing with Google and running a Google ad is a write-off for your business. So you will be able to write this off. It's considered a business expense. So that's another benefit. Not only will you make it back with the customers it brings in, but it's always nice to have another write-off. If you click on that link, though, you'll find everything in writing. So it's going to have all the products and features that we're providing to you in that Platinum package. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure with the one-time setup fee on the first payment, and then the reoccurring payments will be at that $299 pricing structure there. Opt into text messages if you're okay with text messages. If you don't want us to text you, you'll check the box and opt out. So leave it blank if you're okay with text. Check it if you're not okay with texts. I love the text messages personally. I'll be your account lead, so you know it's definitely just a more modern way of communicating. But I totally understand if it's a nuisance or if you feel it might become a nuisance. So that's at your own discretion. As you go further down, there is a section that'll ask you to certify that you're the authorized user on the billing of the account and that all the information is true and accurate. You're going to want to check that box, unless this is somebody else pretending to be William Wells. And then at the very bottom, you will sign your first and last name as it appears above. So you basically just click on the box, you'll type out your first and last, and then you'll hit confirm signature.
Okay.
Okay. Now, once that's completed, you're going to notice a section that'll say username and password. This is the account dashboard that I was talking to you about earlier. So you're going to get the login credentials for this account dashboard and tracking system during your client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1. It'll actually be sent out to you via email at the end of the interview. And there's a YouTube video in that email that comes with your username and password, and you'll be able to actually watch that, and it'll basically school you or tutor you on how to use your account dashboard and tracking system with our services.
Okay.
Okay. So if you ever have any trouble, you know, I can't stress this enough. You know, we have 24/7 customer service for a reason. If you need help, that's literally what you pay for. We're here to walk you through it, make sure that the Google listing is working for you. That's our role as a Google partner. If the listing's working for you like it should and it's being hosted properly, you should be making money. You shouldn't have any problem continuing to use us as a long-term marketing solution. So with that being said, you know, if you have questions, comments, concerns, even if you feel like it's a dumb question, you know, don't hesitate to call in. We want to make sure there's full transparency there and that everything's working as effectively as it should.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Sounds good. Now, so on the side, where it says username and password, you said they'll give me something for that tomorrow or for me to do that?
Yeah, they will give you that. So initially, it's going to have a temporary login. It'll be like your business phone number and then a temporary password, and you could change it to whatever you like. It's more convenient for you. But they'll send you over the temporary logins. That way they get you in there the first time. And then it'll also have a YouTube video attached to it. So the YouTube video, you can just click on that right after you log in, and it'll basically, you know, it's about 7 minutes long. It'll show you how to use those tabs and go through it and what you're looking at there. Obviously allow some time for the data to start appearing on that, right? We're going to have to obviously get the verification done over the phone. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to do. We have to interview you on the company, make sure we're representing you properly, listing you for the right keywords and services and in the right areas. So allow at least like 24 to 48 hours for that client interview to populate before you go into the tracking system and start expecting to see things. So it'll be pretty blank in the beginning.
No, I understand. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think that's all I had. Okay.
Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I appreciate you giving me your trust. You know, I appreciate that 1%, but I'm looking forward to earning the other 99% from you as we go. Definitely would want to advise you, you know, keep your overhead low. Any business, you know, I want your business to be successful. In order for us to work together long term, you got to be successful. So if that other company, you know, I'm not telling you have to cancel them, but you know, less is more. If I don't have to offset the cost of what you're investing there and what you're investing with us, that's just going to make it a lot easier and increase our chances of working together. Also, when you do contact them, you know, please update me on what's going on with your URL. And then obviously, access to the Google business page. We can either get that from them or we can just access it, via Google during the client interview.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We got you. All right. So all I need from you, it sounds like a lot of information, right? But all I need from you right now is just focus on that client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1. Like I said, we're going to send you a text 1 hour prior and then, we'll take it step by step from there.
Okay. Now, do you guys have an app?
We don't have an app yet.
Okay.
The app is in development. The problem with the Google apps for the Google partners right now is that there's too much data in the Google Analytics system to compress it into an app to download. It basically, when they started doing the beta test for it, it basically would back up people's phones and tell them that their phone was full of storage, so like they couldn't take more pictures and stuff. So they're trying to figure that out and compress that data, and then once it's released, you'll have access to it.
All right, no problem.
All right. Well, thanks again, William, for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow between 12 and 1 for that client interview.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Excuse me.